Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Washington and Moscow have expressed a desire to extend their week-old ceasefire pact for Syria and confirm aid deliveries had not yet begun, but agreed on little else concerning the tenuous situation in Syria. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will convene next week a summit on the plight of those who have become migrants and refugees because of the Syrian civil war.
More countries must resettle more people who have been forced from their homes. More countries must recognize the benefits of migration. And everyone, everywhere, must stand up against the animosity that so many refugees, migrants, and minority communities face.
Amnesty International says around 75,000 refugees currently are stranded along the Syria-Jordan border. Hundreds there are dying because they are cut off from food and medical aid. U.S. military says coalition forces killed one of Islamic State's most senior leaders in a precision strike earlier this month. Wa'il Adil Salman al-Fayyad was IS's so-called Minister of Information, killed by an airstrike on September the 7th. Witnesses saying al-Shabaab militants have captured a key Somali town near the border with Kenya. Residents in El Wak told VOA's Somali service that heavily armed Shabaab fighters attacked the area from two directions and are now in control of it. Witnesses say at least four people were caught in the crossfire near a military base and killed. Al-Shabaab forces about 200 fighters. This is VOA News. UNICEF says